Okay, it's the Chicago Bears.
Dan Hampton, an Arkansas Razorback who played as a Chicago Bears defensive tackle from 79 to 90, elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 02.
Ed Obradovich,
a U of I ally and I drafted to the Bears in 1962, part of the NFL Championship team of 1963.
Glenn Kozlowski,
a BYU Cougar who played 6 years on the Bears, specializing in special teams and wide receiver.
You, Mark Carmen,
yeah.
You're just a sexy young guy that doesn't know a damn thing.
Welcome to the Hamp and OB Show with Kaz. Sponsored by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers at ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, congratulations are in order. Matt Nagy. His first ever win in a Bears, well, not uniform, but his first ever win as a head coach in the NFL. 24-17, the Chicago Bears are on the victory board in 2018 as they knock off the, let's call them, woeful Seattle Seahawks, who slipped to 0-2. Mixed bag tonight is Hamp, OB, and Kaz. Get going here. My name is Mark Carmen, and we will take your phone calls, 312-981-7200. Mitchell Trubisky, 25 of 34 tonight for 200 yards, couple of touchdowns, couple of interceptions. He did not look good. He looked average at best. I would say more like mediocre. Had some moments, but overall, I think anybody who's watching Mitchell Trubisky right now, or even half watching Mitchell Trubisky right now, realizes that he has a long way to go. Will he get there? We'll see. But just a mixed bag tonight. And the Bears defense, on the plus side, when you're looking at the positives right now, it most definitely is the Bears defense. These guys are flying around. Khalil Mack is impacting the game in numerous ways. And a huge pick six tonight, Glenn Kozlowski from Prince of Mukamara.
Yeah, it was.
That iced it.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he was sitting in the flats, and he broke on the ball and took it back, and that was the difference in the ball game. So, defensively, a lot of good things. Offensively, this is, you know, you've got to score more than 17 points a game. You just have to.
Right.
Now, they're going to go to Arizona. Arizona is a bad football team, and the Bears should be 2-1.
Well, and look, winning ugly is better than doing what they did last week. OB, how you feeling over there as we get going here? Hamp, OB, and Kaz, 312-981-7200.
Well, to say the least, it was a must win. They had to win tonight, come hook or crook or whatever, and they won. So kudos to the Bears. They won the home opener. That's great. What I'm disappointed in is Mitch Trubisky. What we gave up for him, folks, in the draft, we gave up an entire draft. An entire draft. And so what that means is this kid now, in the second year, he should be making the spectacular pass, the spectacular plays. He doesn't. I question his accuracy. He seems to be way off. He looks like he's a little discombobulated, a little nervous out there. But that's my thoughts. That's what I saw. But again, for the most part, guys, they won. I'm glad that they won.
Sound
that's
flabbergasted.
About it.
You're not.
No, you know
you
what?
I'd love to
go in them. They did so many bad things, so many bad plays, so many bad calls. And again, they got all the breaks. And I don't want to go end up ripping the Bears and whatever have you. Just let it go. They won the game. Like Glenn said, they're going out to Arizona. That team couldn't play dead. So maybe we'll be 2-1 by the end of next week.
Hampo
should be
okay. You know, and essentially, this is, as you said, Ed, a game you had to win, and they did it. And what was the margin? The only interception and return for a touchdown by Mukamara in his
pick
career.
Six.
So it all counts and it all matters. And you know what? A win's a win. And we could have won last week if we'd have done a couple of little things. But as you said, the development of Mitchell, and his new name is Trubisky because he misses so many throws. He is having a hard time understanding how to play the quarterback position. And you know what? I hate to see it. You know, the offense almost, as you kind of aptly put it, in the program in there, Kaz, it's like a junior high offense, and we're trying to do all this flash and glitter, and we're not doing things proficiently. We're not blocking people. We're not knocking people around. We are not converting on simple plays. You know, the play to Miller over the middle, you got to make that throw 10 out of 10 times, and he misses the guy. So at the end of the day, this is a win that the head coach desperately needed, and the defense bailed him out and got him the margin. But this offense, it's a work in progress. And more importantly, the one thing that I kind of – it looks to me like they're hiding Trubisky in the offense. They're not featuring him. They're finding little nicks and crevices where he can make a play here and there, but they're not expecting him to operate a big boy NFL offense where he goes back in the pocket, he goes through a progression of reads, and makes good definitive throws. How long will this last? Can we beat Arizona with this? Well, let's hope so. But you know what? We got Tampa Bay in 2 weeks, and Tampa Bay's quarterback is making these throws. He's making these conversions. He's doing what you have to do from the pocket as a real-life NFL quarterback. And if a team is smart enough on defense to make us have to beat him like that, I don't think he's equipped to do it right now.
This is Trubisky. This is his second year. And folks, if you just sit there, you just watch him in a huddle, he looks like he's lost in space. And by the way, we gave up an entire draft last year to draft this kid. We moved up from the third pick to the second pick and gave away the whole draft, which nobody had him on their board at taking him number one or number two or number three. Nobody. The number one rated quarterback was a kid out of Texas Tech by the name of Patrick Mahomes. Do you hear me, folks? He's the starting quarterback for Kansas City. After two games, he's thrown 10 touchdown passes. Nobody in the history of the NFL at a quarterback position has ever done that. Let me repeat it again. Nobody in the history. And he was rated head and shoulders above Trubisky. And this guy we got, Pace, gave up a draft. And I'll tell you what, our first two games, we are struggling to look like a professional team offensively, defensively. We were there last year. I think we're there this year. But I'm telling you what, they're trying to take, I keep saying, a round hole into a square peg. They're still trying to do it with Trubisky. And I'm going to make this statement right now. This kid is not an accurate passer. He is not an NFL top-flight quarterback. Mark my words, catch the next 14 games with this kid.
Well, he threw two picks tonight. He could have easily thrown three or four.
Yeah, well, the one in the end zone where the Seattle defender just knocked it down. Yeah. I mean, that should have been a pick. And we got a field goal out of it. The bottom line, guys, this offense and – you know, and
how about all the cute formations?
All the
hell is that?
All the razzle dazzle and tricks and different personnel groupings and all of this. What do we got that we can hang our hat on when it's third and two? Do we really feel like we know what we can do to get a first down? We ran basically an RPO where the quarterback keeps it and he makes the wrong decision, bouncing outside and gets stopped. When it was everybody in the stadium saw. The inside, first down, right inside, run up. So what I'm saying is, it's almost like this kid is so far in over his head that not only does the head coach know it, but he's calling plays accordingly, and he's not going to try and challenge him to do what conventional NFL top flight quarterbacks have to do. And at some point, it will back up and bite you. Now, let me just say this. You know, we used to watch a lot of game film, and I'm telling you, you put this film on, and you, as a defensive coordinator, do you think the defensive coordinator is going to turn the film off after an hour and say, wow, this kid, we're going to have to stop him? They can't wait to play against him right now. They're like, this guy is an accident waiting to happen. And it's just a matter of time until smart defensive coordinators put a game plan together where we're going to make him not only stay in the pocket, but have to throw from the pocket. And he makes a lot of bad decisions. Dan, and then, when he does make a decision, half the time it's a bad pass.
What they did last year to get this kid was 24-karat gold, according to Pace and the Chicago Bear management, okay? He's supposed to make those spectacular plays. The 12-yard out, the 25-30-yard fly pattern.
Yeah,
the post pattern, and he's supposed to—he can't hit him. He's tried. He can't. Watch him, folks. He is not an accurate passer, and I defy anybody to have watched the first two games this year. He can't hit a. Oh well.
Well, think about this: in two games, we have three touchdowns. One was a shuttle pass. Another one was a quarterback keeper at the goal line, and the other touchdown pass that he had tonight was basically a decent play where he got out on the edge and threw it to the rookie Miller.
312-981-7200. We'll take your calls after 10:30. The Bears did win today, and they do have a defense that will basically, the way I'm looking at this is we'll see how far the defense could carry him. We'll talk about that coming on back here. 720 WGN.